Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Network exists to assist you, the individual business owner, in your efforts to reach the next level of service and growth. We have some powerful resources in Chicago. Open the door to opportunity at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. Enter. There is no charge. At chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com, we are here to network. Are you? Join us today and touch the world. Hundreds of members are waiting to connect. Chicago's Black Business Network is dedicated to the legacy of the late Mayor Harold Washington. Let us not forget his service to the city of Chicago.
I know that.
welcome to Chicago's Black Business Network.com on Blog Talk Radio for Tuesday, October 6th, 2009. This is your host, Sonia Perdue. CBBN on Blog Talk Radio is a promotional tool for the members of Chicago's Black Business Network.com. Currently, our organization has more than 500 members. CBBN on Blog Talk Radio is designed to share information about our members and their products and services with you, the Blog Talk Radio audience and the world. We're growing stronger every day. Our website and this show is dedicated to the first black mayor of Chicago, Harold Washington. It is our way of giving respect to his memory. You are listening to Yes You Can, Yes We Can, sung by the Pointer Sisters. That song is over 30 years old, and it is still a great song. I can still dance to it. Jobs, training, and programs for youth has become a major and ongoing commitment for Chicago's Black Business Network. It has also become a part of our ongoing thing for CBBN on Blog Talk Radio nationwide. Our broadcast this evening and on Tuesday, next Tuesday, October 13th at 7 p.m., is dedicated to that commitment. This evening's show will provide information on programs that cater to youth between the ages of 16 and 25, but this information is for everyone. So please stay with us. Our co-host, Ms. Valente Grant, founder of By Design, will be joining us later on this broadcast to assist us in enhancing the show and our service to you, Chicago's Black Business Network members and our Blog Talk listening audience. Please welcome Valente to the CBBN family and say hello to her in the chat room. Don't forget, we don't want you to forget, we could call your name this evening as the winner of two tickets for the performance of The Cycle. So listen to win, you never know. The stage performance of The Cycle is being presented on October 10th at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. Get your tickets now. Contact FAM, F-A-M, Entertainment Theater Company, at 773-406-7663 for more information. That's 773-406-7663. Also, you may check the events section of our site for more details, and we hope to see you at the performance. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. Leave your company information and website links in the chat room, and you may also sign into Blog Talk Radio to leave us a message. To request that we open your mic so that you may speak to our guests, or if you have a question or comment, press the number one. Simply press one, and we will bring you on the air. We will say the last four digits of your telephone number. So when you hear me say the last four digits of the telephone number, you know that I'm talking to you. Then I will say, caller, you are on the air. You will then know that your mic is live from that point on. We welcome you, the Blog Talk listening audience, and CBBN members to call in with your questions and comments. This is your host, Sonia Perdue, and you're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. And we will be right back after these announcements.
In honor of our seventh year in business, La Divas of Chicago Catering, that's www.ladivas.com, that's L-E-D-I-V-A-S, would like to offer a 30% discount off all our goods and services for parties of 25 persons or more. In addition, La Divas Catering is offering an additional 10% discount off all parties of 100 persons or more for a total of 40% off. These offers cannot be used in combination with any other offer. These offers expire on September 30th, 2009. So call us now at 773-536-5432. That's 773-536-5432. Today's message was brought to you by www.ladivas.com.
Oh. something wonderful to me, to watch it grow inside yourself, to feel your heart beside itself. Sometimes it hurts to love so bad, when you know you've given all you can. Sometimes it hurts to even laugh. You do your best, but still it's much too sad. Sometimes the pain is just too much. Oh, and it hurts like hell. That's the way it feels. True love, it has no hiding place. It's not something you just put away.
We're back, and this is your host, Sonia Perdue. You are listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. That message was from our sponsor, La Diva's Catering Service. The discounts mentioned in the ad have been extended to December 31st for Chicago's Black Business Network members, so give La Diva's a call today. You can contact them on our site. And that was Aretha Franklin singing Hurts Like Hell from the movie Waiting to Exhale. You all remember that movie. We know that some of you have never heard that song before, but didn't it sound so good? I'm just in an oldies mood tonight, so just hang with me. Our calling number is 347-326-9477. Leave your company information and website links in the chat room. Press the number 1 if you would like to speak to one of our guests or if you have a comment. Before we go to the phone lines, we want to thank all of you for calling into the show. And we want to thank our guests from last week. We want to thank Tori Muhammad, the author of You can succeed in tough times for joining us on CBBN on Blog Talk Radio last Tuesday evening. And also, Kenya Renee, the writer and producer of The Cycle, took time out of her rehearsal to join us last week, and we really appreciate that. A special thanks to her and FAM Entertainment for providing our members with tickets to the stage performance of The Cycle. And a very special thank you to State Representative Constance Howard for calling in on Tuesday's show. Representative Howard sent us a list of job openings, and because of her prompting, we've opened up a new group on our site just for employment opportunities. We've posted a few openings in that group today, so check back daily for new openings. And this, a member came behind me and posted like three or four openings, so check out that group. I want to talk about an upcoming event that is job-related. CBBN member Stanley Martin. Stanley Martin is the executive director of Empower to Succeed Network. His network in Westwood College will be hosting a career fair on October 20th between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. For additional information, you can contact Mr. Martin at the Empower to Succeed Network. Their telephone number is 708-362-3125, 708-362-3125. Or you can contact them by email at workministry@yahoo.com. And I'll repeat that for you, workministry@yahoo.com. Westwood College is located at 80 River Oaks Center. That's in Calumet City. This information is extremely important, people. Please pass it on. It's my understanding. I haven't attended these career fairs before. I will be there October 20th, but I understand they are very successful. There are a lot of companies that come out to those job fairs. And this is very vital information, so please, please, please pass it forward. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. Leave your company information and website links in the chat room. Valente Grant, owner of By Design, and our co-host is handling the chat room for us this evening. Say hello to Valente. She will be joining us later in the show. Press 1 if you would like to speak to one of our guests, or if you have any comments. That'll just be great. We're going to go to the phone lines right now. Caller 3846, you are on the air. Caller 3846, you are
Hi,
on the air.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Who am I speaking to?
Jenica Faze from Girls in the Game.
Jennifer, how are you?
Jenica, yeah. I'm doing great. And how are you doing, Tonya?
I'm doing great. So good to have you, and welcome to our show. Now, Jenica Faze is the marketing and communication specialist for Girls in the Game. Now, I want you to tell our listeners about Girls in the Game, because some of them have never heard of this, and I hadn't heard of it before until this past week, but this is a very exciting program. So talk to our listeners like they've never heard of Girls in the Game before, Jenica.
Surely. Okay, I would love to. Girls in the Game is a nonprofit organization that has been around in Chicago for 15 years now, and we do programming for girls surrounding different sports and fitness activities, nutrition and health education, and leadership development. And it's for girls as young as 7 all the way up to the age of 18. Sometimes we work with girls even older than 18, depending on in what capacity we're talking about. But we have 5 core programs that girls can get involved in, and almost all of them are free. There's one program, there's a small fee for our summer camp at around $50. But other than that, everything is free to the participants. So it's really an exciting opportunity for girls to get engaged and meet girls from all over the city and get involved in something really positive. It really helps build girls' self-esteem and confidence and set them up for successful and healthy lives. So.
Tell us, Jenica, what is the correlation between sports and personal development in girls?
I think sports really develops a strong foundation for girls, because girls are forced to really set goals and achieve them. And it also helps them socially develop and work together as a team to achieve a common goal. And that's kind of what we're all about. I think the founders of our organization realized that a lot of their success in life and their healthy habits came from sports, and they wanted to provide girls those opportunities because they noticed, even after the passing of Title IX, that there weren't enough opportunities for girls to be active in Chicago and be supported in an all-girl atmosphere where girls could kind of feel safe, you know, emotionally and socially to try these new activities and get the benefits from that atmosphere. So that's kind of what we feel the benefit is of being in sports.
Is this probably the largest organization for girls of this type in Chicago?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah, we work with 2,500 girls a year. It is. Yeah, we are one of the leaders in Chicago for girls' healthy lifestyle programming. There is a similar organization. You may have heard of it. It's called Girls on the Run. And I'm not sure if you've heard of that, but they do running programs for girls and also incorporate a little bit of healthy lifestyle programming. But it's solely running versus multiple sports and fitness opportunities.
And I think one of the things that I saw on your website, it mentioned that Girls in the Game helps, this type of program helps to develop leadership skills in girls. And I think, as you know and I know, well, you look probably a little bit younger than me, Jenica, but as I remember, girls were not really taught leadership development. They were not involved in leadership development, and they were not trained to be leaders, and it is a matter of training. So without that initial training and that initial mindset or bringing forth that initial vision in young girls, they would not see themselves as leaders. And there may be a problem now in developing self-esteem, because from my perspective, and you can tell me, Jenica, if you agree with me,
mm-hmm.
boys have more self-esteem than girls, a lot more self-esteem. They have self-esteem problems, but not to the extent that girls and women have, because they're taught to be confident. And I think one of the enhancements of this type of program is that it does develop, that's just one of the benefits, that it develop leadership skills.
Absolutely. It helps girls develop a voice. You know, they get an opportunity to speak about what in the program they're liking. It helps them lead their peers as well. There's a lot of opportunities for them to lead their own programming for other girls, where they learn from us and go through training from our staff to help lead programs for other girls in their communities and get active in hosting events and planning events and speaking with professional women in the community and learning about their careers and how they got there and how they think, you know, leadership is important. So I think I'm definitely on the same page as you with that. I think girls need more opportunities where they can speak up, feel like they're making a difference and having an impact on their lives and on the lives around them and in their communities. So we definitely provide those opportunities, and I think hands down, it's one of the most important aspects of our programming, aside from the physical fitness and activities girls are experiencing. I think the leadership is a key component.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're building a different type of woman here. We're building
mm-hmm.
a very different type of woman here. Watch out, men. Watch us now. Also,
yeah.
What you just mentioned is a segue into the play The Cycle coming up on October 10th, where it addresses how girls become women, how they look at other women and choose from those women who they're going to be like. And so it's important to have. Do you have girls, Jenica?
Personally, I do not. No.
You're going to have any girls? Okay. It's important for them to make the right choose the right women. We hope so. Make the right choice. So we need to put what we think of as the right choices right there in front of their faces so they can make
yes.
a good choice, okay? Because they
agree,
have
yeah.
they have like 1 million bad choices to make. they're everywhere from the, and I hope you wasn't chilly, from the little cheerleaders to the strippers, and I'm just saying now, to everything else you see out there, the videos and the actresses and the music and everything else they see out there. They have a million choices. So I'm thinking we need to put some other choices right in their face too. So girls in the game, I can see that that would be a viable part of doing that, that mentoring part for young. Very, very, very important. Also, I want to talk about nutrition and health.
Yes.
What is it that you bring, what your organization is bringing forth as far as nutrition and health for young women?
Well, every one of our programs incorporates nutrition education and health education as well. And what that means is with teaching girls, you know, what moderation is in eating and what are the healthier choices to make in their communities. So whatever, you know, their choices are that they have access to within their schools and at their homes, we help them have more control over their choices and learn, you know, how to eat a balanced meal, eating a lot of different colors. You know, we kind of associate with the rainbow and let them know, you know, what you need the most of in the food pyramid and kind of introducing those concepts to girls so that they understand, you know, what it means to fuel your body, to be active and healthy and to learn well in school. You know, they need to fuel their body to do that. Eating, you know, hot fries and chips and soda every day for breakfast isn't going to set them up for success in school versus, you know, think about how your body feels when you're eating nutritious and healthy, wholesome food, you know. So I think that's, like, the core component of nutrition. And then to answer your health education piece, that's really about, you know, getting along well with your peers, self-esteem. Is there issues of bullying going on, and how can you have more control over that? Talking about violence and being safe in your neighborhood and community. So those are the kind of issues that we'll talk about in regards to health, growing up, and personal hygiene. Just stuff that girls kind of miss out on school these days. They're just not getting these lessons as intensively as they could and in a more supportive environment with role models that are really consistent in their lives. And I think that's one of the unique things about Girls in the Game is our coaching staff, which, you know, are their leaders and their role models are there 100% for our girls and really well-trained to deal with some of the issues that girls are facing in their communities. So
let me ask you this. Now, do girls in high school have former health education classes still?
You know, I think it depends. I think they do, but I don't know how often it's catered just to the girls and young women. You know, I think it's usually mixed gendered, and I think what's unique about our program is it gives girls a safe space to ask those questions that they don't feel comfortable in front of boys, or issues that are separate for girls that they're facing aren't always the same. And I think boys' education is equally as important to have their space to discuss their issues. But I think for us specifically, it's getting them outside of that area with coaches. Like, they're experiencing a lot of different things with these coaches, so it opens up that trust where girls can really learn in that atmosphere and benefit from that.
Okay. Now, normally, say if a girl, a parent was listening tonight, and they wanted to bring their daughter, their nieces, their cousins, whoever they may be in contact with, two girls in the game to your program, what would they do?
I think the best thing to get a newcomer involved would to be to look at our Girls Advisory Board program. It's the most open and available where girls can kind of look at a calendar of events on our website under our programs, and then they can look at the Girls Advisory Board, download the calendar, and every month there's a new one, and have free events the girls can come to. Some of them are sports related. They may go to a game, go watch, you know, the Chicago Sky, which is the women's professional basketball team. They go there and watch that together as a group. And a lot of these girls are meeting for the first time. And this is where you can make some friends and see how they like Girls in the Game. And then from there, we might go and do a cooking workshop and cook a meal together and learn about healthy eating and that kind of thing. And all these opportunities are free. Or we may go out into the community and, you know, interview someone of interest, a profession that they think might be really cool for them when they grow up, like being a reporter or being a doctor or a teacher. Then we'll find those people and gather a group of girls who are interested in that profession and go interview that professional, talk about how they got there. There's all sorts of events that girls can get involved in that way, and all they have to do is download that calendar and the permission slip, And if the girls are under 18, they just have to have their parents sign it. And if they're 18 or older, they sign it themselves. And then you just return it to our program coordinator, and that contact information is right there on that permission slip form. So you can just email it, mail it, bring it on in, walk in the door. All that is fine.
All this is on your website, girlsinthegame.org, correct?
You got it.
Okay. Let me ask you this. We're talking to Jenica Faze of Girls in the Game. She's the marketing and communication specialist for them, and you're doing a great job. I'm so glad to have you here. So glad to hear all this good news you got. And we're going to keep repeating this, and we're going to have you back again because we want to keep repeating it. 2,500 girls per year, that's a good number. But look how many we're missing. You can't do it all. You can't do it by yourself. But what we're going to do, we're going to talk about your upcoming event, and then you're going to talk about how the public can help you. But first, let's talk about your locations. Where are you located, and what communities do you serve?
All right. Well, we have two separate headquarters. We have one that's located at we have a strong partnership with the Chicago Park District. So both of our headquarters are out of Park District buildings, and our main one is at Union Park, which is at Ashland and Randolph in Ogden. It's that intersection there, right off the Green Line Ashland stop. And that's kind of a little bit west of the loop, very accessible. And the second location is at McGuain Park, which is over on 29th and Halstead. And that just means, that's really where our offices operate, but we have programming citywide in 32 different sites. We could be in areas like Chicago Lawn, as north as Rogers Park. We are south as well. So it kind of depends on where your school location is for that aspect. But we do programming citywide, basically.
Okay. You know. Okay. Now, 27 locations citywide. Now, so there's a program going on in most of those locations at least once a week involving girls in the game. Is that correct?
Yes, this is true. Yep, our after-school program. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many days a week is the after-school program, Jenica?
It depends on the site. It could be it's either 1 day a week or 2 days a week for the entire school year.
1 or 2 days a week. Great. That is just absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Now, tell us about your upcoming event.
Our upcoming event that you were thinking of is our game day event, which is going to be at Marquette Park, and it is for girls ages 7 to about 15 or 16. And with this game day, it is a 3-hour event. It's free to all girls who want to attend as long as they have a permission slip that they turn in a few days before the event. And the girls are going to be doing different sports activities. They'll try out, I'm not sure exactly the activities for this day. I want to say that it was some kind of dance and body movement. There was going to be a health education component and then a leadership development as well. So girls will kind of learn from different women in the community about those different activities and attributes.
That's great. That's great. I'm going to attend. I sent my slips in for my little cousins, and we're going to attend that. And hopefully, I've posted it on our site. I've posted it on ChicagosBlackBusinessNetwork.com. So I'm really hoping that that a few more people join. Is there a limit to the number of people who can participate for that day? It's not full at this time, is it?
It is not full this time. I think we have around 65 to 70 participants signed up now, and we like to cap it around 100 at the max, like 120, and that's just because of supplies and coaches and volunteers. We just want to make sure there's enough of all of that there. All girls who attend get a healthy snack and a goodie bag of prizes before they leave. So the sooner we know in advance, the better. The event is on October 17th at Marquette Park.
That sounds so great. Why don't they have something like this for girls my age? Because it sounds like something I want to do. I just want to know. But you do have something for girls our age. You have another event I saw on your calendar. Tell our members about your other event coming up.
Which event are you speaking of?
I think it was the wine tasting event. It's more of a
There you go. That's perfect. I was wondering if that's what you were speaking of. Yes, our fourth annual wine tasting is coming up, and this has been one of our most successful events to get women and even men involved in caring about the healthy development of girls. And the young professionals come together and they mix and mingle over wine and appetizers and just kind of hear more about girls in the game. They meet each other. You learn more about being able to get involved and volunteering. And we even have workshops for adults as well that they usually do with their children at our organization. So you can learn more about that. And then it also helps raise money for our organization. All of the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds go to Girls in the Game from this event. It's sponsored by PepsiCo and United Healthcare. And they come together to really help us be successful. So last year, there were more than 100 people at the event. So it was quite amazing. And this year it's hosted at PepsiCo Sustainability Center, which is a really, really neat space. We're excited about it. So it should be a really great time.
And what is the date and location of that event?
All right. The wine tasting is on November 12th. Yes, from 6 to 8 p.m. November 12th. It's at PepsiCo Sustainability Center. It's at 555 West Monroe Street. Tickets are $40 in advance and $50 after October 30th. And, again, all those proceeds are going to our organization, which our programs are free to the girls. So it's really, really beneficial. Definitely goes right to our programs.
Jenica, you've been great, and this is a great organization. I look so forward to meeting you on October 17th at the event, Girls in the Game event for that day. And that's Games Day. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Marquette Park. What is the address for that event for that day?
It's at Marquette Park, and you know what? I can find that out for you in one quick second.
Because I couldn't remember offhand. I don't have it in my notes right here either. But we do know that they can go to the website, www.girlsinthegame.org, and they can contact Ashley Hernandez, who I spoke to also. And your people have been very gracious over there, and you've been very gracious to join us tonight. I know that you're some hardworking people, and I don't have children, so I haven't heard about the program, but because we've made this commitment to job services and programs for youth, it's got me looking out a little bit more about different things that are going on. I want to bring as much information as possible to the forefront for our members and just all over the country, all over nationwide. I want to probably what I will do, because you have been so gracious, I will go to your website and find the information for the November 4th event and also post that in our events section as well.
Oh, thank you.
And I will follow up on future shows and put that information out there because if people don't know, 2,500 sounds like a lot of girls. It is.
Yeah.
It is and it isn't. There's still a lot more girls out there. It could be. Now, is there a waiting list to get on your program, any of your programs or any of these programs?
There is. On some of our programs, especially our summer camp, there is a waiting list. And it's simply a capacity issue at this point in terms of funding and support and staffing. I think that is definitely something that is a barrier. So the more people know about this and want to support it and get involved, you know, the more services we can provide for these girls. And I think what's really unique is our programs are proven to work. You know, we've done a lot of – we really value analysis and feedback and surveying our girls. And we've worked with Loyola University just to ensure these programs are really making a difference in these girls' lives. So Loyola has dedicated their services to come in, and every year they work to evaluate whether or not our programs are working. And it shows time and time again over the past 4 years that – girls are eating healthier, they're more fit, and they're actually making healthier choices, and their behaviors and attitudes about sports have changed, and healthy lifestyles in general. So definitely, like, more support and awareness is needed for our organization and girls' health in general. I think more people just need to be behind the cause to get girls opportunities to be active and supportive and in positive environments, not just at school, but after school and at home.
And, Jenica, I think that the more people involved, the less girls on the waiting list. The more people involved, the stronger this generation gets. I think people, we're not taking a look only at the girls. When you're involved in these type of organizations, when you're involved in committing yourself to sports and fitness, nutrition and health, and leadership development, just by the fact that you volunteer one day a week, 2 days a week, you're going to learn and you're going to grow, because it's a give and take thing both ways. They're not the only one who gets something out of these relationships.
Yeah.
I've been around young people.
I can agree more.
I've taught young people. They're not the only ones who get something out of this. At the end of the day, you get something out of it too that money can never, ever, ever buy, never can place. I put a quote on my site this week, and now I'm getting ready to forget the quote. Make this a memorable life for yourself and a child, and that's what Girls in the Game does. This is what it sounds like to me. I'm going to come and check you out, Jenica. This is Jennifer Faye. She's a marketing and communication specialist for Girls in the Game. I look forward to meeting with you, and I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening. Did you have anything else you wanted to add before you leave?
You know what? I think we covered a large majority of it. Now, of course, not all of it, but thank you so much for having us on. I am very appreciative, and so is our organization. So thank you very much for your time, and I hope to see people out at the event and getting involved in our organization. There's pretty much a way for any person, men and women. I just hope your listeners know that men, we look for positive role models in men along with women. Definitely important for girls to have the men out there, too. So encouraging them on to be strong. So
thank you so much, Jenica, and thank you for joining us. And you have a wonderful evening.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. This is Sonya Perdue with CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. We were speaking to Jenica Faye of Girls in the Game, and you can find their contact information on our site, and we look forward to talking to her once again about this fabulous, fabulous program. What we're going to do right now is we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back with you shortly.
A successful special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size your special event may be.
Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. At Andy Clyde's, world-class service for our clients is standard. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, favors, daily plans for guests, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations.
Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. We are not locked in by guidelines passed down by corporate. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as dream weavers because we listen to what you want and get it done.
Our specialties are the vacation packages. Visit our website at www.andyclides.net to see examples of what sets our services above others.
And remember, at Andy Clyde's, we are your
dream.
I got my mind made up. Ain't nothing gonna stop me from feeling this way.
I'm feeling good.
Ain't nothing wrong with a good thing. And I'm making history on this day.
Oh, I'm feeling good.
I really wanted with so much now that I've learned to appreciate.
Oh, and I'm feeling good.
A great day to be alive with this. Life never felt so great.
But the reason for all this energy is because I feed off the power of faith, optimism, and positivity. And in case you didn't know it, the fun has started. And all efforts to maintain it cannot be done half-hearted. Now recognize, they say time flies when you're having fun, but I say the more time you got for fun, the less time flies. The sun is rising, the birds are starting to sing. The flowers are blossoming. Oh, something great is happening. And I'm feeling good.
I got my mind made up. Ain't nothing gonna stop me from feeling this way.
I'm feeling good.
Ain't nothing wrong with a good thing. And I'm making history on this day.
Oh, I'm feeling good.
I've been rewarded with so much now that I've learned to appreciate.
Oh, yes, I'm feeling good.
A great day to be alive with this. Life never felt so great.
But the reason for this smile on my face and why I appreciate every breath is because I'm surrounded by a lot of love and respect. Plus I realize the more we appreciate, the more we get back. And that's not theory, it's fact. But you want to know the real reason why I'm just grinning and cheesing? It's simply because I'm still breathing. The sun is rising, the birds are starting to sing, the flowers are blossoming, oh, something great is happening, and I'm feeling good.
I got my mind made up, ain't nothing gonna stop me from feeling this way.
I'm feeling good,
ain't nothing wrong with a good thing, and I'm making history on this day.
Oh, I'm feeling good.
I've been rewarded with so much now that I've learned to appreciate.
Oh, yes, I'm feeling good.
A great day to be alive with this. Life never felt so great.
But the real reason I'm excited is because I recognize negativity and know exactly how to fight it. Plus, it's by my conscience in which I am guided. I am way too blessed to be stressed. For me, nothing is impossible. I am too reluctant to succumb to the pressures of worldly obstacles. The sun is rising, the birds are starting to sing, the flowers are blossoming, oh, something great is happening, and I'm feeling good.
I got my mind made up, ain't nothing gonna stop me from feeling this way.
I'm feeling good,
ain't nothing wrong with a good thing, and I'm making history on this day.
I'm feeling good.
I've been rewarded with so much now that I've learned to appreciate.
Yes, I'm feeling good.
A great day to be alive with this. Life never felt so great.
We're back, and this is your host, Sonya Perdue. You're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to our new sponsor, Andy Kleiss, Inc., out of Atlanta, Georgia. Visit their website at andykleiss.net for all of your event planning needs. You are also listening to one of my favorite performers on Chicago's Black Business Network.com, Inspire. That was New Discovery. Inspire is out of Las Vegas, but you may contact him on Chicago's Black Business Network.com. Our caller number is 347-326-9477. The chat room is open. Press 1 if you would like to speak to one of our guests or if you have a comment. If you are a Chicago's Black Business Network member and you would like to have your music featured on our show, simply send me an MP3 link and we'll be happy to play it for you. You can contact me on our website for details. Just a couple announcements before we go back to the phone lines. Pick up a copy of the latest issue of Indigo. Chicago's Black Business Network member Yana has a four-page interview in that issue. Yana is a relationship specialist. If you need to find out more about what that means, you should visit her page on Chicago's Black Business Network.com and tell her congratulations. Let's support each other, people. That's how we grow. We also want to remind you to support the October Book Festival at your local library. I do know that October 10th, I believe it is, all day, they have a number of authors. Some of the names that you may recognize from our site, there's a book signing at all over Chicago for authors. Sometimes books are the last thing we buy, but it should be something that's always on our list for ourselves and our children. And plus, you should take your children out to see these authors. Another marketing and promotions opportunity for our members. We want to share that with you. We are seeking two CBBN members to handle the upcoming recordings for our CBBN 1 Minute Update, which is featured on our main page. Now, we do these updates weekly to guide the members through our website. In return for your time, we will extend to you a 6-month premium membership, and you will be able to promote your service or business at the end of each recording. You can contact me by private email for details, and we'll be happy to get that information out to you. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. We're going to go to a quick break. We have callers on the line, and we're going to take all our calls tonight. And we're just so absolutely grateful for all of you joining us. We're back, and this is your host, Sonya Perdue. You're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. That was Chicago's Black Business Network member, Sylvia Frederick. The song is entitled A Friend from her Sisters Under Construction CD. You can visit Ms. Frederick on our website. We want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. And before we go to the phone lines, we just want you to know one thing. We're going to the Bahamas. Chicago's Black Business Network is planning a trip to the Bahamas for next May. So you got plenty of time to put your trip in a layaway and pack your bags. The deposit is only $50, and there's still time for you to join us. See the events section for details. We know a lot of you have a lot of concerns about the handling of your money, and we can understand that. Joanne Fraction, who is a member of Chicago's Black Business Network and who is a travel agent handling this trip for us, is a retired school teacher, and she has been in the travel business for more than 5 years. You may contact Joanne on our site for additional information. Our call-in number is 347-326-9477. And we want to take the time now to go to our phone lines. Caller 7537, you are on the line. Who's on the line? 7537, you're on the line.
Hello?
You're on the air with us. How are you this evening?
This is Jean-Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Thomas. Our guest this evening is Jean-Paul Thomas of Small Office Nets. We want to welcome him to the show. Mr. Thomas will discuss various sectors of technology, including education and training required to excel in that field. This conversation is not just for young people, but it may be for those who are also interested in a career change. The first thing we want to do is have Jean-Paul Thomas introduce himself to our listeners and tell us about his company, Small Office Nets. Jean-Paul, tell us about your company.
Okay, Sonia has mentioned, I'm Jean-Paul Thomas, and I'm located in the city of Chicago on the south side in a neighborhood that's known as Park Manor. I do a lot of work virtually, that is, across the Internet, as well as site visits to small businesses. And as a result of what we've done with small businesses, we've expanded to handle professional technology as well. So a lot of small businesses are operating from home offices now, which is how we got into the house call kind of situation. And apparently that market is so big that Best Buy and formerly Circuit City, as well as a number of other folks, are starting to look at that market as well. What Small Office Nets does primarily is we work with small business anywhere from 3 to 15 to 25 PCs. We will help them get those systems up and running. I actually acquire those systems. We don't sell, so therefore we don't have a bias one way or the other, but we do quite a bit of work with requirements and determining what you need as opposed to just running out and buying something and throwing it together. So we help the business understand what it is they need based upon what they want to accomplish, and we will take it from the standpoint of coordinating the purchase, the installation, the configuration, the networking, as well as being your technology second opinion with regard to internet connections, dealing with ISPs, dealing with phone companies, etc. The only thing we do not do is physically repair equipment, but we will help coordinate that process as well. So once you've got your hardware in place, you've got your network in place, your software is properly configured, then you're in a position to maximize your attention to the detail of your business and not concern yourself with the mechanics of whether or not this computer is running or I need this version of this software, etc. So we've been in business for about 25, 30 years. And so for some people that makes them a little bit uncomfortable because they're saying, well, you know, you're an old guy, you don't really know what's going on. Well, technology is changing every day and we're on top of the technology. So whether we're old or not, we will do the job for you. And when I'm not working with Small Office Nets, and this is how Sonia and I met, I'm working with a couple of organizations in the city of Chicago to help small businesses be more successful, to survive some of the economic turmoil that's going on, especially with, as they're calling it, the Great Recession right now. So the idea is that get past that first year. That is the critical year. 90% failure rate. So the vast majority of businesses do not survive a year. The next hurdle is the three-year mark. And what we're finding relative to my company, Small Office Net, and other work I do in community, is that this concept of a level playing field, it's an idea, it's not reality. People who are surviving in the small business world are going on to that playing field. I don't think it's ever going to be leveled, but what they're finding out is if you have a good idea, if you have the commitment, and more, you must have the technology, you must have the email, you must have the internet connections, you must have the website, and there's a slew of other things that are happening as well. And the latest edge, the latest advantage is mobile technology. So you're not tied to your office. And we show people how to take what they've got in their office, extend it to their home office, extend it to their personal being when they're out of town, so that we have the smartphones and we tie the smartphones into all this. Because that's the leveling of the playing field. The playing field itself is never going to be level, but you can level it through efficient maximizing the use of your technology. So that's kind of the overview.
That's kind of it in a nutshell. We're speaking to John Paul Thomas of Small Office Net. You could do this interview without me. I love it. I could just give it to you. I could just let you go. I want to come back to it. You said a mouthful. I want to come back to a couple of things that you said.
Well, let me give you one little edge. Understand something. As I said to you when I talked, I also do training via the internet. So
okay.
This is the first time I've done this kind of thing. And I'm a little curious about it, so, you know, I'll be picking your brains offline.
That's okay. That's great. This is what I want to go back to, one of the things that you said. And I think small business owners, especially people who've been in business a lot of years, people who are going into business now, this applies to both of them, I think – number one, let's talk about people who are going into business now for the first time, and they're getting their little small office together. They're going out to buy 2, 3, 4 computers, a couple of laptops, or whatever it is that they're doing. Time and time again, because I've done Texas Sport. I have a little bit of technology, not that 25 years, but I've got a little bit of it. But time and time again, you know, and I'm talking to my audience now, you know, you're reading through the paper, you're looking at all this equipment, all of this terminology, you know you don't know what they're talking about. So before, right, Mr. Thomas, before you go out there and spend your money and then call Mr. Thomas in and he tells you, well, maybe you should have did this, it could have saved you a few thousand dollars. So before you go out there, isn't that right, Mr. Thomas, you should be advised as to how to put your small office equipment together, right? That's number one.
Right. There's the biggest problem that we run into with small businesses and technology is the number one requirement, the number two requirement, the number three requirement for that small business that's just getting started or is just getting started with technology is cost, cost, cost. And I learned from my parents the best price is not always the best deal. It sounds very similar, but the best price, you know, you can buy a computer for $350 and add another $75 and you got your monitor, and maybe you catch a special where they're selling the computer and the monitor and they enter in. And so you're sitting there saying, well, I got $400 and I can do this. But what my clients will tell you is they will say, he does not always get you the least cost, the lowest cost. He's not going to get you the most expensive. He will get you what is appropriate. And so the stress here is you need to stop before you go out and buy. And I'm not saying Best Buy is good. I'm not saying Best Buy is bad. There's Micro Center. There's Fry's. You can buy stuff online. But before you even do that, you need to sit down and answer a couple of key questions. First question is, what am I in business for? What kind of business am I in? What kind of industry am I in? And when you look at that, then you can answer the second question, is what kind of technology is appropriate for that industry?
Absolutely.
We see people who buy four or five systems, and they wrestle with it for a weekend or two, and then somebody's son or daughter knows a little bit, and a misconception is, well, these young kids, they know about computers, they know about technology. Well, our observation is they are technology specific. So if you want to talk about cell phones and texting, don't talk to me. Okay. But if you want to talk about
Let's talk about the young people, Mr. Thomas. Let's talk about those specific things.
Now, when I say they're technology specific, they will know a particular technology. But quite often the technology that they're really good in is not the technology you need in your business.
I got you.
So,
okay, I want to ask you something. Let's pretend, and I'm going to come back to people who have been in business for a while. I have like 8 callers on the line. But I want to ask you about the young people. Let's pretend that I'm 12 or 13 years old, and I love computers. And you just told me a little bit about it. And if you ask me what I want to do when I grow up, I say I want to work with computers because that's all that I know. What would you say to me?
I would say at 12 or 13 years old, that's an excellent age for you to start learning a programming language. Now, why would I say a programming language and not networking or some of this other stuff? A lot of technology really deals with patience, discipline, and thinking, okay? And so what a programming language does for you is it teaches you how to think about the way the technology works. It's really fascinating to see a computer do something, and people say, well, you know, that's really nice. That computer can do this. But it isn't until you get into programming that you start to find out exactly what has to happen, what sequence of events, what kind of data must I have? How must that data be structured? And so programming for a 12 or 13-year-old is a good place to start. Now, when you get a little bit older and you've learned a language or two, you might then want to branch out into networking. And programming is, when we talk about websites, that's a different type of programming. When we talk about a program that calculates payroll or does an approval of an application online, that's a different area of programming. So for a 12 or 13-year-old to learn a language, a programming language, is a good start because it's going to, if you stick with it, it's going to teach you the discipline. It's going to teach you the thinking. I don't want to say logical thinking or rational thinking, but it's going to teach you to think because you're going to do things in that programming language, and the program's not going to work exactly the way you want it to work. And so that's going to cause you to go back and change things, and that's where the persistence comes in. So 12, 13-year-old, get your hands on a laptop computer. You don't need the newest, biggest, fastest computer, but get your hands on a computer. Learn a programming language, and then from there you'll see opportunities open up. And I've only talked about two. There's this whole website stuff. Young people think differently. They want different types of websites than adults do. There's the whole networking thing. And so with networking, we can talk about networking computers, networking cell phones, the internet. So that would be the point I would start.
Okay. We're speaking with John Paul Thomas of Small Office Nets. I was going to ask you the next question, and you proceeded. I was going to say, well, now for 12 and 13-year-olds, you said the programming is the best place for them to start. And that's a good idea because we all have that feeling. That computer does that, but that would tell us the why the computer does it. Now, why it performs that way because we tell it to. Now, my next question was going to be, let's pretend that I'm 22, I've had a few hard knocks, I'm working at Subway. How do I get into technology? What? I know a little bit. I know the same thing probably 12 or 13-year-old knows, but I'm a little bit older now. Should I go that same way and start learning a program, or what should I do?
Well, when you're 20, 22 years old, you have a different set of problems that you have to deal with, okay? First of all, society says, well, how come you're not in college? Okay, that's an issue because a lot of people say college is the end-all, be-all. That's not true. There are still vocational schools out there. There are still programs. One of the things I'll follow up with you because I didn't have opportunity to pull it all together, and I just didn't want to dump a bunch of stuff on you. But there are vocational schools. DeVry is one of the better known, but DeVry is not the only one out there. So there are vocational schools. For a 20 to 22-year-old, that person is looking for serious income. A 12 or 13-year-old, if they learn how to program, they can write a program and somebody pays them $50, they're happy. But for a 20-year-old, we're talking about a serious income because we're possibly looking at a family that needs to be supported. We're looking at household bills, electric, that kind of stuff. So for a 20-year-old, I would say one of the fastest ways to get into technology is really networking. That is putting networks together, and usually the easiest entry level there is cabling. So what do I mean by cabling? That means most of your phone systems now, the phone system is really a computer with a handset, if you look at most of what's going on. So for a lot of small businesses, you got to remember, Chicago is a union town. So for the big projects, you're probably going to have to be a union member in order to string that cable. But for a lot of small businesses, somebody who can come in and run that cable and work with me, and I've worked with people to help them do this, say, okay, this is the type of cable that you need to hook up computers. This is the kind of cable you need to hook up the cell phones. Once we've got the cable in place, show them how the computers interact back and forth. Show them how to create what they call the connectors on the ends of the cable. So for a 20 to 22-year-old, perhaps the easiest way of getting in is through networking and through cabling. Now, if you don't want to do that, because some people say, well, you know, that means getting up and on a ladder and dealing with false ceilings and lifting cables and stuff like that, programming is still an option at 20 to 22, but at that particular point, you're now looking at a formal program through a DeVry or an IIT or some other organization. There's another possibility out there, which is the result of the Great Recession, as they're referring to it now. I'm starting to see community organizations and churches are putting together, teach you how to use the computer. Now, for a 20, 22-year-old, if you have a part-time job, almost any business, small or large, that is going to survive is going to have technology. So what some people have done is they have learned a program, Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, Quicken, QuickBooks. They've learned how to run that program very well, and that is a marketable skill. So you may be a part-time person in a small business, and you take the initiative to learn how to run Microsoft Office, which is that whole suite of Word, Excel, PowerPoint. And from there, that is now a very marketable skill. I know a couple of people who have actually turned that into a little consulting business because they now come in and do for the small business person that Excel spreadsheet. Because if you're a small business person and you're trying to go to the bank wants to see numbers. And if you can come in there with an Excel spreadsheet of here's my revenue flow, the bank's not going to ask you, Sonia, did you put that together? But Sonia says, well, I know a person, Gregory, and he's pretty good at Excel, and I gave him a few bucks. And now Gregory wins, and Sonia wins as well.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about this area, because this is really a whole show by itself, Mr. Thomas. We're going to come back and talk about training and education, different training sources, different steps they should take between this age group of 16 and 25. The 12 and 13-year-olds still living off their mother, most of them, bless their little heart, hope so. But the 16 and 25, it's time for them to make some money. So we're going to come back and probably have you back for another show so that we could talk some specifics and set it up.
Yes.
Maybe as a conference call, we could possibly do that. I've done a few conference calls with Chicago's Black Business Network, so that's a possibility also, but for that age group. I want to ask you one thing before you leave, and then we're going to get your contact information, and then we're going to go back to the phone lines. Let's talk about the business, because we know there are millions of them they've been in business a while, and they struggle, I know myself, you know, trying to learn everything on their own. They spend so much time up in the technology, computer down, this happening, doing it the wrong way, that type of thing. Not getting any training, just winging it almost, you know, and it takes a lot of time. What is your advice to companies that are already in business? They only want to pay a little money, but they really, really need some help.
The name of the game today, more so than ever, and especially when it comes to technology, is specialization, partnerships, collaboration. If you look, and I play in the Fortune 1000. When I'm doing training, I'm dealing with the Fortune 1000. So what I'm trying to do is pull all that stuff I see there back and get the smaller businesses to understand the mindset of those big businesses. You're a small business today, you're going to be really successful, you're going to specialize in something. You're going to be better at that than most anybody else. And the bigger business will want to align themselves with you. And where I've seen small business who get really good at something fail is that they cannot make the technology connection. The larger business does not want to see paper. They want to see digital files. And so the problem that you've touched on is a big one. Having just finished a director's meeting for Local First Chicago, this was something we were discussing. There are businesses out there who have been viable for 10, 15, 20 years and have not made a commitment to technology. And so what that means is there's too much for you to learn today. And on my website, smalloffice.smalloffice.nets.com, one of the things we say is stop focusing on trying to figure out the technology and focus on what you know really well. So that means a small business has to find someone either in a formal situation or an informal situation that they have some confidence in. So you got to go and talk to that person. You really need to check the references and find out how close that provider's customer base is to the type of business you do. The second mistake I see people who've been around 10 or 15, 20 years is they try and learn it all. There was a day when you could ask me almost anything about computer technology, and I could give you a realistic answer. That day is long gone. I specialize in certain areas, and in those areas that I don't specialize in, I'm aligned with somebody I trust, and I trust them because I've seen their work. I know the quality of their work. So if you've been in business for a while, the way business is going now, you can no longer say, we'll get better at it. Now have to say, we'll get better at it, and we'll use technology to give us depth. We'll use technology to give us flexibility. We'll use technology to give us faster response. That's what the 10, 15, 20-year business has to do, because if you don't do that, then A, when you decide to retire, the value of your business is going to be significantly lower. And we went through this back in 98, we lost 80% of our client base because they were bought by bigger businesses. And so when I went to the bigger businesses to say, here are the services we provide, they told me point blank, the reason we bought that service, that company, was because of the service you provided to them. It made it easy for us to absorb them. They were already automated. Translation, the value of the business was higher. Two, don't get some technology in there, it's going to be very difficult to find somebody who will come in and pick up and extend the business, carry it on after you retire. So 10 years plus, you've got to get technology, but you can't learn it because there's way too much technology for one person to learn. You've got to find people you trust who will come in and figure out what you need and then take you from there.
That's great advice. And hopefully at least one person will take it. It's difficult to get them to move. Mr. Thomas, would you tell our listeners how they can contact you?
Well, the easiest way is over the phone, and that's 312-893-7537. So that's over the phone. And since we're using the Internet and right now, I practice what I preach. Microsoft refers to it as eating your own services. If you can go out to one of my websites, it's Small Office Nets. That's Nets with an S. So that's SmallOfficeNets.com. SmallOfficeNets.com. And that's another way to get in touch with me. And if I didn't say it before, yes, Sonia, I will take you up on the training thing, because in today's economy, remember I talked about the 12 to 13-year-old getting the thinking together via the programming language? The problem with the high unemployment, and part of the preparation, I looked up some statistics, and they are truly scary. Right now, we're looking at a 9.8 unemployment rate, and that's the number that everybody talks about, but that number is based upon the people who are actively looking for a job, and that's referred to as the U3 number. There's another number called U6, and U6, that number is 17.2% unemployed. And the difference between the two numbers is the U6 number talks about long-term unemployed, 6 months or more, people who are frustrated and have given up looking for a job, people who are underemployed, they're working part-time, but they want to be full-time, and people who perhaps have educational training that far exceeds the job they have, but that was the only job they could get. Now, as miserable as those numbers are, and you talked about 12 and 13, 20 and 22, when we look at teenagers, and this is basically 16 to 19 across the board, 25% unemployment, and when you look in the African American community, 50.2% unemployment. Now, why do I hit you with these miserable numbers?
Those are absolutely miserable numbers, Mr. Thomas. Absolutely miserable. Oh, it makes it all, it gets worse, doesn't it?
Here's the problem. There are jobs that people are begging folks for. However, the mismatch is people have not prepared themselves for these jobs. So when you show up and say, I'd like to work for you, and that person says, I need this skill, and this skill, and you don't have it. Remember I talked about Microsoft Office? I don't own stock in Microsoft, but that is the dominant software package in the business world. So if you can walk in the door 16, 18, 19, 20, 22 and say, I know how to run Microsoft Office, that's a marketable skill. And that's, I want to track down some of these church programs and community programs where they're teaching people how to do that for little or no money in terms of lessons.
Absolutely.
The bigger money, the networking money, the database money, this is where you have to have more formal education. And the problem I had when I was a teenager, it was, you know, how do you get a job when you don't have any experience? Well, the problem in today's world is companies are so dependent on this technology that they are afraid, and I'm going to put that word out there again, they are afraid to take somebody who has no formal training, no formal experience, and make them responsible for maintaining those systems. So what I'm saying is if you're 16 to 25, you need to find some self-discipline. I'm going to try and put a list of places you can go, but you need to try and find some self-discipline and some persistence to get some education in common office applications, because that's the entry level to a lot of these jobs.
That's going to be the beginning form. Mr. Thomas, this is what I want you to do. I want you to stay on the line in case any of our callers have a question for you. Can you do that for
a
few minutes?
Yes, I can.
Okay. And then we're going to talk this upcoming week, and we're going to make some plans to do some things together, and that sounds great.
Okay.
I want to thank you for joining us, so hang on. We're going to go to a break, and then we're going to come right back. This is Sonia Perdue with Chicago's Black Business Network.com on Blog Talk Radio. We were speaking to Mr. Thomas, a small, okay, let me get that straight. I'm going to go back and look. Small Office Nets, and his number is 312-893-7537. And we'll be right back after this announcement.
I gotta give a shout out to Dr. Daddy-O and KKO with Mission. And another shot goes out to the Ethiopian restaurant queen of Sheba. And I gotta give another shout out to the two ladies friends.
And the MAC. And the MAC.
I'm an artist.
And the MAC.
Y'all, come on, I'm in the neighborhood.
Sonya Perdue, and you listen to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. That was People in the Neighborhood, sung by Nugis DeWitt, and he's a CBBN member, and you can check out his site on our page. We're going to take a few minutes. We're going to go back to the phone lines, but before we go back to the phone lines, we want to say hello to our co-host, Valente Grant. Valente, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Sonya, can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you this evening?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the show. But let's tell our members about By Design and what's on your agenda for this evening.
Well, By Design is a full-service graphic design agency that encompasses graphic design, digital photography, and event planning. And I have a special offer to CBBN members for the holidays. I will offer any member who calls into the show can get a free, absolutely free, a greeting card design. It's really important for us to give something back to our customers. This time of year is a good time of year to do that. So I will do a completely free design, no purchase necessary, for any caller who calls in to the show between now through the end of October.
That is so special. Thank you so much. It's quite a surprise. We appreciate that. Send us over some information, and we'll put that on our CBBN update, and we'll post it on our site. That's just great. Something else they don't have to struggle with, do they? they can have it done by a professional.
Yeah, and it will be top quality with your slogan, your logo, your customized image, whatever you want. And I'll give them the design so they can send it out. They can have cards printed. They can have full access to do whatever they want for the holiday season, just as a thank you for supporting CBBN, calling in, spreading the word.
Yeah, that's great. Will they be able to take this design and use it for an email greeting?
Yes, it will be designed so it can be an email greeting as well.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Absolutely free, no strings attached, no purchase necessary. Is that how the tagline goes? No purchase necessary.
That is a great deal. That is a great deal. And that's between now and the holidays. You're going to give us the dates and everything on that? Great. And
yes, sure.
You sure will. Great. And we're going to promote that. Now, can you announce our winner for the tickets this evening?
I most certainly can. And the winner is Gerald Fitzgerald from Miscellaneous Music.
That's wonderful.
That's
wonderful. Gerald, you have just won tickets to the cycle. The performance is October 10th, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. So, Gerald, we're going to send you two tickets to the performance of the cycle. You know, I posted that employment opportunity. I'm not sure if you've been back to the site this evening, Valente. I posted a new group, Employment Opportunities.
I did see that.
You did see that? And Mr. Fitzgerald has gone in and posted like four or five really, really nice employment opportunities. I'm not particularly qualified for it. I'm not in the entertainment industry, but it's really tempting. If I could only sing, or if I could only act. I think there's an audition or something in there. I'm going to go back and take a look at that. Maybe I can act a little bit. But when I said, we hope to see you at the cycle also. And
most definitely.
We certainly appreciate your support, and we certainly appreciate that gift to our members. It pays the network, people. It just absolutely pays the network. As I say every week, Valente, don't I always say, don't pass up free marketing and promotional opportunities?
That's
say
right.
It every week.
Yes, you do.
Every week. Now, you know you need a greeting card design. You should have an email list. I will hope that you do, an email database. If you don't know how to build one, you should ask Mr. Thomas and get that out this holiday season, because I'm suddenly going to get mine. Did you have anything that you want to add this evening, Valente?
No, I am enjoying the show. The show has been awesome tonight. I was taking notes.
You were taking notes, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
That's great. That's great. Well, join us next week. We'll be doing it next week, and next week's theme is also job services and programs for you. You know, Valente, we could go. There's so much that we could say. The information that's needed is unending. If you look at Girls in the Game, are you familiar with Girls in the Game?
I was listening, and I'm glad she was on because I'm taking my daughter. So,
hey.
Yeah. That, I just heard about it from CBBN, so that was a really good connection.
It pays the network. And someone just sent me an email, and you know where I met Mr. Thomas. I went to the B2B, business-to-business networking event at IIT, and I posted it last week, last minute, and that's where I met Mr. Thomas last week. It pays the network, Valente. I want to thank you so much, dear heart, for joining us. And we're going to get Valente together on this featured member segment. She's going to have a whole segment of her own. She may just have a whole show of her own, people. But we're going to get her going. I think she's running from me. I think she may have a whole show of her own. But she's going to schedule some featured member segments for us in the future. We appreciate you, Valente, so much. Thank you so much, dear heart, for joining us.
Okay. Thank you, Sonia.
Have a great evening.
You too.
Stay on the line, though, in case we have some calls for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. This is Sonia Perdue with CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. We have some more people on the line, and we want to give you an opportunity. We appreciate so much you calling in, and we do appreciate so much you waiting here with us. Call us 7422. You're on the line. Who's on 7422?
Oh, here I am, Sonia. It's Hussein.
It's Hussein. How are you?
I'm okay.
You're okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I don't know if you're not sounding too excited tonight, Hussein. What's the problem?
I've waited and haven't had dinner. I was just waiting to hold because Valente was nice enough to respond to a PM that I had sent her about the Divas. And I definitely want to call in. And plus, I'm not a big fan of the change of the weather either. I have in the past suffered from SADS, if you know what that is.
Is that what it is? It's just starting winter, Mr. Hill is the co-owner of La Diva's Catering. You know, we'll say every time you come on, we just act like we're talking on the telephone. He's
a
supporter.
And I'm usually really high energy and everything, but not today. It's the beginning of that change. And not to bring a downer on it, but.
Well, please don't bring us down. Please
okay,
don't.
Then I'll leave that.
Don't do that. He's a regular caller. When he calls, we just talk like we're talking on the telephone. You know, it's all in the CBBN family. You know, this is how we are. But we're here. We're about serious business. We're here to promote our business. We're here to get information out to you. We're here to service the community. And we're doing it more and more and more. It's a full-time job. I need to book the show for some more days. I mean, it's just so much energy. I have 35 jobs, just like you, Hussein. Tell us what's on your mind. We're going to take, because we want to go to another call or two. We have some more people on the line. And last week, I apologize. I appreciate you people so much. We miss callers. Hussein, go ahead. Tell us what's on your mind this evening.
Well, first of all, I want to get my free greeting card. Shoot, I definitely can use that. So, that's the magic word on the F-R-E-E, free. That's the magic word.
That is the magic word, isn't it?
the other thing that's on my mind is that, you know, I said last week, and I'm going to own up to what I said, and that is to honor that special discount that I've been running earlier, and that is 30% for all parties of 25 people or more, and a total of 40% for all parties of 100 persons or more off the Divas of Chicago Catering. So I get to get until the 31st of this year, and that's only, however, for CBBN members and Being Too Kind members. I can't extend it any further than that because it, you know, that 40% cuts into the bottom line.
Okay, I can understand it perfectly. Mm-hmm.
People can go to www.ledivas.com, and that's ledivas, ledivas.com, and check out our menu. The pricing is there. It's reasonable pricing even without the discount. So even with the discount, it's even sweeter than that. So I can't think of anything else.
What about kids on the block? Kids off the block.
Yeah, you know, I was really hoping that you would be able to get Diane Lattiker on your show, and to be able, if you can't do a whole show, just definitely promote that, because what she's doing, kidsofftheblock.org, just trying to feed 1,000 young people Thanksgiving dinner, which is really special. If you don't, people may not know, maybe not even Chicago, know her story. She opened up her home to kids, and she mentors, I'd say hundreds at this point, at least, probably 130 at this point, and she gives them a safe place to be in the Rosen area, which is under siege, for lack of a better word, and other places around Chicago are as well. You have rival gangs, and they don't have any true feeling of respect for life, and they're just committing genocide. Not too far different from what's happening in Darfur.
I have tried to communicate with Diane Lattiker of Kids Off the Block, and I think because of what she's doing, she doesn't have time to talk to me. I think I've sent her invitations, and I have spoken with her. I think she's just very, very, very busy. But I can tell you that we're going to take some time and to bring you on earlier one time so that we can talk about Kids Off the Block and this program. Hopefully next week you won't be waiting around so long. And we can publicize that program at the beginning of the show next week and talk about that program and what she is trying to do. I think I have sent her invitations, but I understand perfectly. I think it's because of what she is doing and the age groups that she is dealing with, that she doesn't have time to talk about it. That's what we should be doing, and that's what we're going to do next week. We're going to try and get her some support if we can, and, you know, do the best that we can. I'm an information person, and let's get the information passed for us. So we'll do that. We'll make a plan to do that next week, Hussein, okay? Because I know you sent me the email last week about what she's trying to do for Thanksgiving, trying to feed 1,000 teenagers. And we're going to get that information out there and see what we do. It's still early enough to see what we can do to assist her, okay?
Yeah, anything that we can do to assist her. I know these are tough economic times. Even if people can go to kidsofftheblock.org, there's a donation button linked up to PayPal. Even if you can just give a dollar or two, that's a step in the right direction.
Okay.
As simple as that. And, you know, yeah, I'm always out here to help and to organize and to, you know, to bring the people together as much as I possibly can. That's fine. Next Tuesday, fine. Whatever I can do.
Okay. And I want to say to the people that wait on the line, this format, jobs, training, and services for youth, is usually a two-hour format. And last week, our show was 2 hours. And we did run out of time. There was still people on the line. But I want you to understand, I'm going to put it on my update too, because I guess because I take it personal when people hang up in the call room and I don't get to them. I guess I take it personal. I have to learn how not to do that. But I want to apologize to them for not getting to them sooner. And this happens. I mean, it's not a major radio show, but it's important. It's important to me, and it's important to me that you call in. And I want everyone to have an opportunity to speak, to share what it is that they have to share. I think the information that we share is vital. I think the things that we, you know, we joke a little bit, but most of it is vital information. I think that I try to give information that people can benefit from. I think Girls in the Game is something beneficial for young women. I think the information on technology that we spoke about this evening, I think the information about Kids Off the Block is important. I lost my screen here. And I think all these things are important. It takes time. So I'm just going to have to ask for everyone's patience. We do need to service our members also. I don't know if I want to do a 5-day-a-week show. I need volunteers to do that. It's just so much information. It's so much information, and I think that I'm trying to create a niche product. I'm trying to service our members, and I'm trying to create a network that will take the information that we give here and pass it forth, think it viable enough and important enough that some of the information that we give is important. I think those job postings that we put out there this week, you may not qualify for them. Sometimes people look at those job postings and they may not qualify for them and they just leave the information there. That's not how we should be doing things. You should take all the information and email it around, just like you email those little prayers and all of this little dance and stuff that you email around. Now, if it was something about somebody shaking something up in one of those groups, it would be emailed, or something that Obama said that somebody didn't like, or something really stupid, it would be emailed all over the world in like 20 minutes. But you look at the job postings and you pass by them. I'm on my soapbox again, Anna Hussein. And you look at the job postings or the other information that is really viable and that may help someone else, and you pass by it. You won't put that in an email and pass it. I have a tendency to do this thing. But that's where I'm trying to go with this show, and that's where I'm trying to go with this network. I talked to Mr. Thomas quite a bit at the Business to Business Expo. He gave me some tips on networking. He's been networking a long time. As a matter of fact, he's part of a huge network, and I hope to grow up and be just like them. He sits on the board of that network. He didn't mention it because he felt a little that it would be a little bit competitive. But I hope to grow up and be just like them one day. But I certainly appreciate him coming on the show. And, of course, Hussein, I appreciate everything that you do. But, yes, we're going to do that at the beginning of the show next week. Send me an email. I think I can remember. But send me an email to remind me us when I have 25 different jobs. I appreciate the gift that Valenti has offered to the next work network. I appreciate it so much, all of her help. And I think it's a great gift, a professionally designed free greeting card for the holidays, whatever holiday that you may celebrate. If you weren't going to send out one, you can certainly have the opportunity to say hello to all of your customers from the past year and your prospective customers for the new year. Hussein, did you have anything else to tell our listeners in closing?
Yeah, just 30 seconds and I'm gone. The first thing is I always want to say thank you to you, Sonia, and to Kenya Renee for the tickets that Rochelle was bugging me about last week to the cycle. You know, I gave her the envelope and said, you know, these are tickets to a play. She never opened it. And so she asked me, I said, you know, I want to see that play. I said, you wouldn't be happy talking about the cycle, would you? Yeah, that's the one. And I want to see that other play, that August Wilson play, too. I said, well, that was what was in the envelope. Those are two tickets to the cycle at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Oh, okay, good. So
I'll see her there.
Saturday, she will see her there.
She won't know me, but I'll know her.
I don't know if she's bringing her daughter, Rochelle Jr., or if she's bringing a professor at Chicago State. I don't know that yet, but she's definitely going to be there, like I said, because she was bugging me about buying tickets, and I said, you already got tickets.
Okay, that's
the
great.
The other thing is today, just to piggyback on what you were saying, I'm always on Craigslist. I'm either looking for something or posting. I saw this post, and it was looking for a poetry host. Now, even though I do write poetry, that's not one of those things I consider myself out here doing. But I knew somebody who is in that business. And so I contacted the woman, and then I took the post and I forwarded it to the person I thought would be most interested in. And a woman called me back. Her name is Faith, and the business is Premonition Fashioned. And you can find it on the web at PremaFash.com. It's PremFash.com. So she called me back, and you know, we got to talking a little bit more. I told her about the catering business, of course, and I told her, you know, that even though I've been writing poetry for 14 years, I don't consider myself a quote unquote, I do and I don't consider myself a poet. But anyway, I said, but I know somebody who's definitely in it, spoken word, been doing it for years, been a part of Ear Candy poetry, et cetera. So we got to talking, a little bit longer, and I said her name, but that didn't ring a bell with her. And I said her nom de plume, her stage name. She said, oh, that's the person that's supposed to meet me today to talk about this. How about that?
Boy, we connecting, aren't we?
Now, also understand, the woman's business name, Premonition Fashion.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm familiar with Premonition Fashion. Mm-hmm.
I knew you are, so that's why I'm bringing it up. And I thought, thought that's weird.
Okay.
Because I talked about it, but she had somebody else in the shop, and she had to call me back. And then she called me back, and I said it some more. And I didn't know how to describe her or how I was going to get to her. And I just said, but then her email address popped into my mind, which is Firemouth. And I said, you know, the person I'm thinking about goes by the name Firemouth. Oh, she's the person I'm supposed to meet today, but I have to go downtown, so I'm going to have to meet her tomorrow. I said, okay.
That's great. Well, you know, you sent me an email a few days ago for a $175 research project. We are so busy. We have 50 jobs. But anyway,
and were you able to get it? You're good.
They sent me an email confirming they're supposed to call me. They told me to fill out this little thing, and they're supposed to call me. $175 for 4 hours is $175. Hey, whatever.
Oh, that's at Chicago State. Yeah, I would have done that except that I have pre-existing condition with osteoarthritis in both of my knees. That was the only reason I didn't call them myself. It asked, I don't have back pain, thank God. No back pain. But it asked you if you ever had pain, and I don't want to lie about it. Yeah, I do. Not now, but yeah, I do. So that was the only reason I didn't do it myself. So when I wasn't able to
ever had pain. My goodness.
I just didn't know if I was going to be the right fit. So I just passed it on.
So I'm waiting for my $175 call. I'm waiting for my $175 call. Hey, but you know what? I'm gonna say something else. I have a few more minutes, and then I'm gonna do my ending, close out my show. I have like 5 more minutes. I want to say this about networking. And I've said it before on the show. I didn't consider my girlfriend told me stop saying this, Sonya. I didn't consider myself a personal person. I didn't want to network. I didn't want to be bothered. Boy, am I loving this network. I'm going to tell you what happened. Okay, I met Mr. Thomas. He came on a show. I went to that business-to-business networking event. 5 people handed out my cards. You know I'm a professional now. 5 people joined the network that day. I just don't have time to get out more because if I go to more networking events, the membership will grow and grow and grow. But I have to find somebody to do that for me too. But and Mr. Thomas taught me that also. I'm having a great time. But another thing, someone called me today right before I came on the. Now you know who's seen. I already have 20 jobs, and people keep wanting to give me other jobs. And for some reason I'd be saying, yeah, okay, I'll do that. I'm a booking agent, selling chess sets. Recruiting for Shelf Exclusive. We need 50 people in the Chicago area. Recruiter for Shelf Exclusive. And who knows what else I'm doing. You know, I have a list of things. But someone called me today. I used to be an employment counselor, and I used to be in that business, and they know it, and they want 30 nurses. Well, you know, I'm all about trying to get some money. And they're faxing that information over and sending that information to me. They need 30 RNs and LPNs. They can work 1 day, 4 days, 3 days, full time. Hey, that's what networking will do for you. So I'm just saying this to say this to the people out there. If you're sitting at home playing that game on that computer and thinking about you're going to get a job and pay that mortgage, it's not going to happen. Got to get out and get you some kind of job because there's something out there. These people can't all be calling me just because they think I can do it. Well, because I have the network, too, I guess they think I can do something, two or three things. But It's about talking to people. It's about connecting with people because you don't know who you're going to talk to. Someone told me last week, all these networking things, they're just worthless. And Valente taught me this. If you meet one person, did you say that, Valente? If you meet one person, you have made it well worth your time. And that's all that you need to meet is one in an event. Is that right, Hussein?
That's all you ever need to
the
meet.
The right one.
Well, the right one. Well, you know, I'll tell my personal testimony about the whole thing. When I first started out doing my show.
But you got 60 seconds.
No, it's real simple. January 15th, 2006, out of nowhere, I started doing my show. April of that year, didn't think anybody was listening, was going to give it up, came within a hair's breadth of giving it up. Okay, with a hair's breadth going on, saying, this is the last show, thank you very much, bye. From that point on, the show grew and grew and grew. I had Angie Stone, Yolanda Adams, Hill Harper, some more, Christopher Plain Martin, Elder Hicks, and won the 2009 Black Web Award, all from that time forward. And that would have never happened had I just tossed it in. And the only reason I didn't toss it in was because, oddly enough, the same person, Carla Armour, Firemouth, had heard something on the show and put it up on her website. And I said, use the same principle. I said, well, there's one person took the time to believe in what I said to put it on her website. If it's only one person at a time, that's still better than nothing. That's my personal testimony.
That is absolutely great. Hussein, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I want to thank everyone for joining us. And please call in again, Mr. Thomas. He's still online. I want to thank you so much for being with us this evening. And I couldn't agree with you more. Hussein, I'm going to close out my show, and hopefully you will call back next week and tell me if you want to do one of our updates. You have enough to do, too, trying to give you another job.
The only reason I'm not calling next Tuesday is I'm no longer on this side of the earth. But even if I'm not, I'm still going to try to get a message to you.
You're going to send me a message?
Either way.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening, Hussein. This is Sonia Perdue. You're listening to CBBN on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget to invite your friends. Come over and join us at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com, number one. Number two, don't forget to invite your friends. That is how we grow. I want to thank each of you for joining us this evening and all of our guests. And one of my favorite quotes is from Think and Grow Rich. I love to breathe the life into an idea, and that's what we do. What's your idea? Join us at chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com and grow with us. We're going to leave you with this piece entitled Grace Steals in the Rain, which was composed and performed by Boise Queen. Please enjoy it. I never knew I loved piano music so much until I heard this song. Have a great evening, everyone. Do what you love. Do it with the one you love. Have a great life.